This is my final hour of occupation right here on the Mike Malloy Show, at least for a while. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy, 6 minutes after the hour. And, wow, it's been a hell of a week. The uprising continues. Of course, it is I, your friendly citizen investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, an all-around swell fellow and occupier from bradblog.com. Here for one more hour. We're throwing open the lines to anything you want to talk about, of course, but also specifically, I've been asking all week for occupiers to call in during the third hour at 877-520-1150, 877-520-1150. Are you an occupier? If so, why? Do you support the occupiers? If so, why? Do you oppose the occupiers? If so, why? I'd love to hear from you. 877-520-1150. Or if there's any other anything else you want to use your public airwaves for, because these are yours, you could try to do that as well as we occupy your public airwaves. All right, let's see. Our lines are absolutely packed here right now, so let me clear a few of them by getting to some callers. Oh, and by the way, our chat room is still open at bradblog.com, and it will remain open a few minutes after the show, and I may come on there again on the video to say hello, as I traditionally do after each show, strip off all my clothes and parade around in front of the video camera. So you won't want to miss that. You can also tweet me now or whenever at The Brad Blog. I would love to hear from you there as well. All the business out of the way? All right, let's roll to these very busy phones, 877-520-1150. Colleen from Sonoma County has been holding for a while. Thank you for doing that, Colleen, and welcome to the Mike Malloy Show.
Hi, so nice to speak with you.
Great, thank you for calling in. You're a candidate for Senate out here in California?
I am California's constitutional candidate for peace.
A constitutional candidate for peace. Imagine that. And so you're running against who and when?
I'm not running against anyone. I'm running for California, but it happens to be the seat that Feinstein is continuing to occupy.
Uh-huh.
And I can testify to the power of the public airwaves because in 2006, Cindy Sheehan was going to challenge her and decided not to. Mm-hmm. So when she finally got off the fence, there was only 3 months left, and with less than $5,000, really no help, and working only part-time, I was able to get almost 200,000 votes. Mm. And that was, a lot of that was because I met Mike Malloy at the Democratic Convention, and he had me on his show a couple of times, and so I started receiving donations from across the country because they wanted to unseat Feinstein and Lieberman that people election.
Nice. And so Feinstein is up again now in 2012 already?
Yes, and she's not doing very well, and they aren't even discussing any primary challengers. And because it's an open primary, and because I'm not just a Democrat, I'm ultra-progressive, say so far left that I'm right, I consider myself omnipartisan. So I really am interested in having the platform that the people want to culminate by going on a listening tour and finding out what everyone's top five most important ideas are for the sitting House and Senate members. If they want to keep their seat, they need to take action now, not on promises.
I love it. Let's give out your website. So it's Colleen. Your last name is Fernald. Is that spelled right here? Okay, Colleen Fernald. What is your website?
It's campaignforpeace.org, and until I get the funds to develop it, we'll have the system to put everyone's top five together and see what the our consensus of our most important top five issues are. Right now, I'm just taking everyone's ideas individually, but I hope to have it developed to be really robust and a way that we can see what everyone else's priorities are. And the idea is, what's working really well that you want to keep going? What's sort of working, and you might suggest some improvements, and then what's not working at all that we need to defund, particularly I think the most important is unconstitutional war. And I'd really like to encourage, I appreciate what everyone is doing to make a difference. And I think it's a little bit misdirected going to Wall Street because it's Congress that enabled this. Mm-hmm. So I'd really like to see them go to D.C. Mm-hmm. Or if they can't do that, go to your local representatives mm-hmm. and look to what's on citiesforpeace.org, where 300 cities, counties, and states put forth resolutions, bring the troops home, bring the money home for the Bush campaign, but not so much so for Obama. And again, it's not just bringing them home. It's ending this policy of unconstitutional war.
And I hear you, Colleen. And I don't hate to cut you off, but I got so many people here. But you know what? I'm with you. I think you're absolutely right. As far as, you know, I support the folks down there in Wall Street. But the fact is, Wall Street is just getting away with what they can get away with. The people who are going to keep them from doing that, other than we the people, are the people who, you know, write the laws and vote in the laws. And those folks are in D.C. and they are occupying D.C. Go to OccupyWashingtonDC.org. That happens to be where Mike Malloy is this week. He was helping to kick off those demonstrations out there. But yes, those are the people who either need to change the rules or they get changed. Colleen, I got to run. I really appreciate your call. Colleen Fernald from the Constitutional... What's the party? Damn it. Constitutional Party...
Candidate for Peace.
Candidate for Peace. There we go.
I'd like to make it a political action committee so okay. that everyone who's going to uphold their oath will sign on to it, and then voters will commit to only voting for candidates for peace.
She's running for Congress out here in for Senate, U.S. Senate out here in California, campaignforpeace.org for more information. Thanks, Colleen. I appreciate it. Thank you for stepping up and running for office, too.
Thank you, Brad.
All right. Take care. Let me go to, Dave. Here we go. Dave in Chicago. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Dave, what's up?
Hey, thanks for having me, Brad. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. Are you an occupier in Chicago?
Yeah, I'm not one of the hardcore, but I've definitely been out there most of the days. We've been out since the 23rd. 24/7, somebody's been out there.
And why are you out there? Why did you decide to go?
Well, the shortest answer I can give is that the precariousness of people's lives in this society are general, pervasive, and permanent, and so our response has to be. And it has to be beautiful, too. Jesse Jackson came out and spoke at our General Assembly mm-hmm. tonight, which was bracing. It's great to have his support. There's a lot of people out there that need you, Michael Loy listeners, to come out, Jackson and LaSalle in Chicago, and talk to these kids. A lot of them don't know what's going on. A lot of them just feel deeply that there's something wrong. And there's a lot of folks who are like Ron Paulites and libertarians and stuff. Well, it's cool to have them there. Let's convert them, folks. You know? And Brad, you're doing a great job, man. Anything else you need? I'm eating Chicago pizza right now, man.
Oh, man.
I'll share a piece with you.
Oh, brother, you're killing me. But we're going for pizza after this. So it's not
right,
Chicago pizza, but thanks for rubbing that in, Dave. Hey, thanks, brother. Is there a website out there for the Chicago occupation that you recall?
Yeah, it's OccupyShy.org. OccupyShy.
OccupyCHI.org. Thank you, brother. Keep up the good fight, and thanks for checking
you
in
too,
with
bro.
Us tonight. All right. Well, man, these phones are totally full here. 877-520-1150. I'm going to try to get to as many as I can. Where are we here? Till in, yeah, there we go, in Austin, Texas. Hey, Till, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show.
Thank you. And I have to say, this is the only occupation that I support.
Wait, what's the only occupation you support?
Occupy the Nation.
I gotcha. Okay, I see.
And,
yeah.
And I'm occupying Earth from my home.
Uh-huh.
And I'm kind of enthusiastically anticipating a repeat of history.
Yeah.
Like it does sometimes, going back about 235 years, 3 months, and 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And this time I hope maybe we can do it a little better.
Not that you're keeping track or anything, but yeah, you'd like to see another American Revolution. What do you call why do we need one in your best 30 seconds, Till?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, first we need to impose the Declaration of Independence, which it should be there 24/7 all the time. And just to put a pause on government basically, mm-hmm. put things in autopilot, reorganize things. And, you know, I'm not like I have the, you know, figured out how to do it, but I think that's what we have to do. And one of the things we have to keep in mind is that neither corporations nor governments can perform actions that result in net harm to people or the environment, period.
What a crazy revolutionary idea. Till, I appreciate the call. Do you know what the website is for the Austin occupation down there?
I'm afraid I don't.
Okay, somebody will find it. I ran a great sign from the Occupy Austin today at Bradblog. It says, "I'll believe corporations are people when Rick Perry executes one of them."
Yes, I heard that one.
Yeah,
I love it.
I do too. Thanks, Till. I appreciate the call. Appreciate
Thank
your
you
occupation. Let me go to Matt in San Francisco. Hey, Matt, welcome to the Malloy Show, and thanks for calling back there. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brett. Thank you very much. I'm a Ron Paul supporter. I am on the original right-wing Tea Party movement, and I want to tell you right now, the Tea Party movement was co-opted by the neocons.
Yep.
It absolutely was.
I agree.
And I would love to see a Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich ticket for president and vice president.
Bring it. You know, Matt, and I've been writing about that for years, you guys were out there in 2007. It wasn't about Republicanism. It was about the Constitution. It was about getting out of foreign wars. You were, you know, willing to call George Bush out for being a criminal. And so you guys are owed a great deal of debt for that. And, yeah, those Republicanists really co-opted your Tea Party. And
yeah, absolutely they did, because I tell you, I support Ron Paul because, you know, I also am an advocate for people with serious mental health issues. I believe in a social safety net, so I do disagree with Ron Paul on some issues. But Ron Paul is the only one who believes in freedom and constitution. Like I say, Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich, I go all the way with that, because I'm sitting here, I'm burning my minutes, I'm unemployed, I'm 45 years old, but I believe, I love your blog, I love Mike Malloy, and I support the people on Wall Street, but I want to tell you, we have to include everybody. You got to make sure to include everybody in that.
I agree. Matt, get out to that Occupy San Francisco. Bring your message and bring the real Tea Party peeps, not the dupes and chumps who fell for the Republican deal.
Absolutely dupes and chumps. You're 100% right. The neocons took it over, and it's a shame.
It is. Boy, I got to get to a break here, Matt, but I do appreciate your message. I hear you. And get out to the occupation to make sure everyone hears you. Because, you know, and actually make sure that the folks in the Tea Party, the fake Tea Party, hear you, because they're the ones who have been
totally fake. We want Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich.
They have been
Tea Party is not the real Tea Party.
No, they have been lied to. And there's a lot of people in that Tea Party who I believe would be with you, would be with the occupiers. Thanks, Matt. I got to get to a break. Appreciate it. Keep raising hell out there. All right.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, brother. We're going to come back with more of your Occupation Nation right here on the Mike Malloy Show. There's a few lines you can try to get in, and we'll try to get through as many as we can. 877-520-1150. And here I thought it was going to be quiet on a Friday night. Never underestimate the American people. Brad, in for Mike. I say I'm going to get high.
Must a man walk down before he's called a man? Tell me, how many seas must a white dove sail?
All right, welcome back to your Mike Malloy Show on your public airwaves. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com. In for just a few more minutes. I'm going to try to get to everybody who's on hold right now, if I can. So try to keep your comments as tight, as sharp, as short as you can. We're hearing from occupiers and others why you support the occupation, why you are against the occupation. And, of course, some other folks have some other thoughts and questions on some other things. Try to get to everybody. 877-520-1150. Mike in Salt Lake. Hey, Mike, are you occupying Salt Lake tonight?
No, but I did yesterday. I participated in the march. And the reason why I went out there, Brad, was just to let people know that in the last 30 years, the American worker has taken a bad beating. It started when Reagan broke the Air Traffic Controllers Union. He essentially demasculated the unions. Then came along Bill Clinton with his free trade agreements, NAFTA, the SHAFTA, the WTO, and GATT. And then George Bush II, you know, he was for central free trade agreements. And now Barack Obama, with the conservative Republicans, are working out a more free trade free trade agreements.
Mm-hmm.
And I just let the local media and the people around me that saying, hey, you know, both your Democrats and your Republicans have sold you right down to the river, and you ought to get off your battered women's or your battered spouse problem and quit voting for people that want to, you know, basically cut you up.
Smartly said, Mike. I think, are you sure this isn't Rocky Anderson from Salt Lake City, mayor out there?
Oh, no. But I have met him, and he did debate Sean Hannity once.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, you know, Sean Hannity got frazzled after, you know, Rocky was finished with him, because Rocky knows his facts. He's a very intelligent guy.
There you go, Mike. Very well said. Salt Lake City, Utah, representing in the occupation. Appreciate your call, brother.
Okay.
All right. Let me get to, do I have time? I'm not even going to. Damn it. All right. Margo in L.A. Oh, hang on. Oh, good. Margo is here. Hang on there. Who else we got? We got tons of Rocky in Austin. He disagrees, I think. No, he agrees. All right, we're going to come back with him. And on the other hand, Peter on the Connecticut Turnpike and James in Arizona, Mojave Valley, they disagree with the occupiers and with me. Peter even says he is not misinformed. Well, we'll find out when we get back here on the Mike Malloy Show. You can still try to get in, 877-520-1150. Good luck. America is now standing up for itself. Its elected leaders have failed it. It's not about right and left. It's about right and wrong. It's about getting corporations the hell out of our business, out of our Constitution. Let them do business, but listen, they ain't people. Not until we see one of them executed. Just like they say in Austin. Brad, in for Mike.
We're looking for the chance to be free. Well, they're building a gallows outside my cell, and I've got 25 minutes to go, and the whole town's waiting just to hear me yell. I got 24 minutes to go.
Yep, that's about what we got. 24 minutes to go right here on the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com in for Mike Malloy. Mike Malloy will return next Monday. Never fear, your long national nightmare will be over, and like Brigadoon, you'll not hear from me for another 150 years. Well, you might. You never know. You can always stop by and visit me at bradblog.com. You can Twitter me on the Bradblog. And, every now and again I show up on Pacifica Radio out here in Los Angeles, Wednesdays, 3:30, from 3:30 p.m. to 4. There you go. They give me 30 minutes. I take them. Let's get to, the phones are busy, 877-520-1150. Occupiers from around the nation, pro and con and everything else. Margo in L.A., is this Margo? I don't want to give your last name unless you want to give it, but are you the one I've been... Yes?
Yep, Margo Paez.
That's what I thought. Margo Paez, you have been doing a great job, a citizen journalist out there covering the occupation. And in case you didn't know, we posted your latest Occupy LA coverage, day 6, at the Brad blog today, Margo.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Thank you very much for that.
No, thank you for covering it. Thank you for doing the job the media ought to be doing. So what's the latest word, very quickly, from the occupation in L.A. at the City Hall down there?
Well, I'd say there was about 500 people today there for Tavis Smiley and Cornel West. They came by. It was a surprise visit. They came in the morning. It was very informal, and then they promised to come back, so they came back around 5:30 and addressed the crowd. They actually brought a CNN van with them. And
Did they?
Yeah, they did. They wanted CNN to know, you know, that what kind of people were there. I guess a reporter had asked Cornel West if the occupation was really a whites-only movement, or mm-hmm. that it lacked diversity.
Right.
And he wanted to give them an opportunity to see that actually that wasn't the case, that it's quite a diverse crowd, which it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's people of all ages there. They bring their children, you know, baby boomers, people from the 60s and 70s movement, they're there. There's the young generation are certainly there. I'd say they're the ones camping out.
And you yourself, and I hate to ask this, don't answer if you don't want to, Margo, but in watching your video, you look very young. How old are you?
I'm 27, but I've occasionally passed for a high schooler. So.
Yeah, you do. You look very young. But you're really appreciate your reports letting us see what's going on, and it's kind of sad that it takes Cornel West and Tavis Smiley to get CNN to come on down there and find out what's actually going on. Have they been down there? Has there been much media coverage other than by journalists, citizen journalists like yourself?
There has been a lot of media coverage in the last few days. It's the first time I'd say CNN has been there. It's mostly been local coverage, and actually what I've seen, what has sort of surprised me, if anything, is that a lot of the Spanish stations are there. They're there just about every day, Telemundo, Univision, they're there.
Good.
Reporting constantly. So they definitely have an interest in terms of the Latino population in Southern California and bringing them out to the protests.
Good.
And I've tried to do that in my reports. I tried to, you know, interview people who speak Spanish. I got someone who speaks Chinese on there with translation to show that, you know, even if you don't speak English, you can be there and protest.
Nice. Margo, great work. Keep it up. Keep making noise for the people. The hell with CNN. You know, CNN was out making jokes. I'm not kidding. Aaron Burnett went down to Occupy Wall Street in New York and made fun of them, was ridiculing them. It was horrific. And I think it was Eric Bollert of Media Matters who tweeted today that he thinks the occupation will be going on longer than Aaron Burnett's show. If that's the kind of coverage she's going to give to a serious movement like this, I hope Bollert is right. But more important, Margo Paez, you're up there fighting and reporting what's really going on. Really appreciate it. Check out her reports on YouTube. Her channel is called Inside Out News. Do I have that right?
Yeah, it's spelled INSIGHT Out News.
Okay, and also, and you can also, wait, INSI.
T-H-T?
Oh, Insight. Insight.
Like
oh, yes. Okay, I misspelt it on the Brad blog. I'm going to fix it right now. Insight Out News. Thanks, Margo. Really appreciate the good work. Give my
thank
best
you.
To all the occupiers down there at City Hall in L.A., all right?
I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Let me go to, let's see, someone who got to some folks here who disagree with me. So let me give them some. Here we go. Peter in on the Connecticut Turnpike. Hey, Peter, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir. What? Why is Occupy Wall Street not credible, as you told the screener?
Well, I can't take seriously people who have no place to be for weeks on end. Maybe they should try occupying a job. And then the list of the men.
So wait, quick question. So the folks
John
in, hang on, Peter, yeah. hang on. Quick question. The people in Tahrir Square who were able to get rid of the autocratic dictator, Hosni Mubarak, because they camped out for weeks on end, not credible as far as you see them, right?
Do you seriously want to compare Egypt to the United States?
Yes, I do.
I reject your premise because that's impossible.
Why is that?
They have nowhere to be either. And if uh-huh. you look at the manifesto,
why do they have nowhere to be?
Well, obviously they have nowhere to be because they can sit and camp for weeks on end.
Why do they have nowhere, Peter? Why?
If they had a job or a life, they wouldn't be able to do that.
And why don't they have a job, Peter? Why do you think that is?
Oh, maybe because they're lazy, maybe because they're unlucky. Okay. I have no idea. But if people want a job, they'll go find one.
Really? And despite despite the fact that we've had unprecedented unemployment because of what the banksters did to this nation, that depressed the economy.
That premise too. That's baloney. That's a BS left-wing talking point. That's ridiculous.
Let me check with. Okay, let me check here. Hang on. Stay on the line, Peter. Let me check with. Hang on. Let me check with Rocky from Austin, who is an investment advisor, and let's see if he concurs. Can we get them both on? Hang on.
Yeah, am I on?
You are. Hang on. I got to lock you. Okay, I got to do it this way. Did I just dump him? Oh, crud. Shoot.
What, did you cut
Peter,
him off?
I did, yeah, and I did not mean to. I meant to have you both on, but I don't know how to operate phones. Call back, okay. Peter, if you can. 877-520-1150. Okay. All right, Rocky, respond to him anyway.
Well, your producer was talking about him being worried that, his pension money was invested in stocks and things. Is that what his concern was?
Well, Peter, I don't know, actually, because I didn't get to them all. I wanted to bring you guys both on together, and I screwed it up. So,
The nice lady that you had mentioned that something like that was going on. So what I wanted to say was, first of all, I've been an advisor for 25 years. I'm almost 30 years. I'm 60 years old, and I totally support the occupiers because what Wall Street has become is a corrupt insider trading entity for the elite part of America, mm-hmm. and people need to realize the only thing that's going to work is to decentralize the economy again and move money away from the Wall Street machine.
Bust the trusts? You mean get rid of the monopolies and these too big to fail companies?
Yeah, you're putting the words in my mouth that I would use, but I'm trying. You know, what people need to do is realize that they have alternatives, just like this gentleman who was talking about the unions.
Mm-hmm.
They do have a lot of money, and they do have a lot of power. If that's true, why aren't the unions using their investor activism muscle to make stuff right? And is Wall Street the problem or the union investing model the problem?
Well, now, what would you say, and Rocky, what would you say to Peter directly, who says that he has no respect for the people who are out there because if they have time to be there weeks on end, it means they're unemployed, and it's their fault that they're unemployed, that they can't find a job?
Well, Peter, let me just tell you this. I manage money. I'm a fee advisor. I manage $30 million.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you right now, that's small in this business. And right now, the recessions are created so that the rich and the elite can accumulate more wealth. They create bubbles.
Yep.
And they get wealthier every time there's a bubble and every time there's a crash.
And do you pay, do you think you should pay an extra, 3 or 4% on your income taxes, Rocky?
I have absolutely no problem with that. I donate that money, whether I'm taxed and the money is used, reused the entitlement programs are not the problem. The problem is that we have a corporate welfare state.
Yep.
And that is what is causing our it's not the entitlement programs.
I hear you. Yeah, I know. You're absolutely right. And it's the money and the politics paying off these guys from changing what we have. Rocky, I appreciate it.
Want to add one other thing.
Quickly.
I just want people to know you got consumer activism and you got investor activism. Forget voter activism. That doesn't work. They're too corrupt, especially at the state and federal level. You need to start thinking of taking money back looking at things like self-directed IRAs. It allows people to take money. Forgive me, I'll give you an example. If you took money out of Wall Street and put it into a self-directed IRA, you can buy raw land locally with that money and create an organic farm and have it and have a co-op farm, and you can still make money on the investment.
Right.
People need to start thinking that way. That was my point.
I hear you, and I appreciate that. Thanks for getting out that word and for fighting the good fight, Rocky. I'm going to try to get as many as I can.
Sure thing, and thank you for doing your job.
You bet, brother. All right, let me get to another call here. And Peter, once again, I am sorry. I did not mean to drop you. So let me get to Aaron in close enough. Vince in Girard, Illinois. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm good, but I'm Brad. So nonetheless,
okay.
What's on your mind?
Here's my question. I'm about getting ready to retire.
Yes.
And I'm a union man, invested in the union.
Yep.
The union invested in the pensions.
Yep.
Pensions are invested in Wall Street.
Good.
I heard him, the previous caller said, okay, take your money out in a self-directed IRA and open up a co-op farm. Well, what if you live in a city and you don't have any ground?
Yeah.
And who's going to pay the pension if Walmart tanks and all these companies tank and there's no more dividends and the pensions are gone and I'm 68 years old and who's going to pick up the bill for my family?
Well, hang on. Who wants to, and I don't have him here, I don't have Rocky here to answer your question, but I don't think that he wants Walmart to tank. I don't think this is about anybody tanking. This is about, millionaires paying their fair share. This is about getting corporate money out of politics to protect guys like you so that your pensions are not stolen, are not robbed, your Medicare is not taken away, your Social Security is not stolen.
Our pensions have been doing quite well.
We're good.
Right now,
you're lucky.
He's been doing good.
You're lucky.
And I heard these people that say, well, we want to do away with corporate America. I specifically heard that word, get away with corporate America. And corporate America is what's funding these pensions. And that's what hundreds and thousands of people that work.
Actually, let me be clear. America is funding these pensions. When people buy things, that puts you to work. It's not the corporations. They are not the job creators. It is we, the people. Because you have a job, Vince, you're able to go out and buy stuff, which floats the economy, which pays your pension. And,
Who pays for the pension? If it's invested in Wall Street and
you
Wall Street's making money,
that's your money. That's your money.
But now if you do away with the Wall Street issues and you do away with the investments and you don't have any pensions.
I don't think this isn't about doing away with it. It's about getting them the hell out of politics and out of our government. I got to go to a break. Vince, I appreciate your thoughts, though, and I'm going to try to get in as many folks as I can. Thanks for calling and expressing your voice. Get out there and understand what's going on, because I don't think that he does yet. I blame myself for not explaining it well. 877-520-1150. Oh, brother, we got a lot of folks. I'm going to try to get to everybody. Brad, in for Malloy.
Let's say goodbye with a smile, dear, just for a while, dear. We must part. Don't let this parting upset you. I'll not forget you, sweetheart. We'll meet again. Don't know where. Don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Yes, we will. Until then, I want to thank my guests tonight, Greg Palast and Ernie Canning and Craig Adams, our surprise guest there. Also, my thanks to engineer Tony Sorrentino for doing a kick-ass job all week right here at KTalk AM 1150. Thank you, Tony. Also to producer Desi Doyen, and she's also our call screener, and For Earth and Desi and Dale and Jeannie Dean in the bradblog.com chat room, which has gotten as lively as our phones here. Mike Malloy will return next Monday. Mike and Kathy Malloy, thank you both for allowing me to sit in and occupy your public airwaves. You can otherwise find me between guest host stints here on the Mike Malloy Show over at bradblog.com. You can tweet me at the Bradblog as well. And if you missed any portion of tonight's program, it will be up at MikeMalloy.com, where you should have a podcast subscription to support progressive broadcasting, but I'll also have it at bradblog.com. All right, we have no time at all left, but I'm going to try to get to as many folks here as I can. So if you can say it in 10 seconds, it's really appreciated. Aaron in Ann Arbor, Michigan, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show.
Hi, Brad, how are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind in about 10 seconds, Aaron?
Well, last night I told you how to occupy Bank of America by, you know, going through the asking questions. Anyway, what we need to switch to is occupying the media, not in the sense you've been saying when you're guest hosting, but occupy the media. Start chanting, tell the truth, tell the truth, shame, shame, and so on. And I think if we start off occupying Fox News, MSNBC will cover it.
They'd love to.
Switch to MSNBC and Fox will cover it.
There you go. Good plan. I got to go, Aaron. I like it. Let me get to Mark in L.A. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Mark, what's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Brad. Good talking with you. I'm here down at the Occupation in L.A. I've been here since day one, and it's been incredible here. I just wanted to put a little information out there about what's going on. A lot of us do have jobs, number one, but what's happening in our world is so important that a lot of us have put our lives on hold to make a difference here. And, you know, we have a huge support. Just today, a county sheriff came up to me and said, I support you. And I was like, really? Goes, yeah, my home was foreclosed on. I'm not immune.
Yep.
On Tuesday, Richard, I was calling the councilman, one of the councilmen of the city council here, he's introducing a resolution in support of our action.
Yeah,
there.
And it's Mark, and I'm going to cut you off here only for time, but we have that resolution up at bradblog.com right now. It's a great resolution from the L.A. City Council supporting you guys and what you're doing, as do I. Thanks, Mark. I got to run. Let me get to, very quickly, Charles in Santa Fe. Welcome to the Malloy Show. What do you got for 5 seconds?
Hi, this is Charles Igallo, and I'm a journalist in Santa Fe, and I love your show. It's been very energetic, very progressive. I haven't heard anything like this in years.
Bless you, brother.
Randy Rhodes. You deserve your own show, at least for more than an hour.
You're very kind. Thank you, Charles. And I'd let you go on and on about me, but I got to go because of the clock. Thanks, brother. Oh, man. Hey, Mark in San Francisco, 5 seconds. What?
We need a new deal in America. We got to turn back Reagan's greed is good. And the New Deal is on right now.
Boom. There it is. Well done, Mark. James in Arizona, I'm sorry. Mark, Ron in Atlanta, I did try to get to everybody. Love you guys. Until we meet again, I'm Brad Friedman. I'll see you at bradblog.com.